Hello and welcome to our program today. My name is Beverly Hicks and I will be reading from the Consumer Reports for the months of July and August here on Sight Into Sound Radio. Now I will start today with the recalls that are listed in this particular magazine issue. And the first one is one of the vehicles. It's the Honda Odyssey vehicles. And the Honda is recalling nearly 500,000 2018 to 2022 Odyssey vehicles due to a software programming error that can cause the side and the side curtain airbags to deploy unexpectedly, increasing the risk of injury. What to do? The dealers will reprogram the supplemental restraint system, electronic control unit, software, or replace the ECU as necessary, free of charge. So call Honda at 888-234-2138 for information. Bissell handheld steam cleaners. Bissell's recalling about 1.7 million Steam Shot Omni Reach and Omni handheld steam cleaners with attachments. The attachments can detach, expelling hot water or steam that could seriously burn the users. The steam cleaners were sold at Target, Walgreens, and other department stores, as well as online at Amazon, Bissell.com, HSN.com, and other websites from October 2024 through March of 2026. And they were sold for between $9 and $55. So register your recall at steamshot2026.com and call Bissell at 855-417-7001 to find out how to receive new attachments. The next one up is the Casely Wireless Portable Power Banks. Casely has re-announced the recall of Casely PowerPods 5,000 mAh portable MagSafe wireless phone chargers. The recalled power banks pose a risk of serious injury or death from fire and burn hazards due to a faulty lithium battery that can ignite. Now, what you need to do is stop using the portable power banks immediately and contact Casely for a free replacement at 888-964-9331. Dispose of the faulty power bank according to local and state disposal regulations for batteries. Now, the phone chargers have model number E33A printed on the back and Casely engraved on the front side of the plate on the right side. So if yours is identified in that manner, call the number that was just given to you to get a replacement. Now, the thermos jars and bottles are the next topic. Thermos is recalling Thermos Stainless King 3000 and 3020 food jars and Thermos Sportsman 3010 food and beverage bottles because the stoppers can forcefully eject, causing serious injury and laceration hazards. The containers were sold in a variety of colors in three sizes, 16-ounce, 24-ounce, and 40-ounce. The Thermos trademark is on the side of the product, and model numbers are printed on the bottom of the containers. The items sold for around $30 between March of 2008 and July 2024 at Target, Walmart, and other stores nationwide, as well as online at Amazon and Target.com and Walmart.com. So what to do? You stop using the jars and bottles and contact Thermos at 662-563-6822 to receive a free replacement pressure relief stopper or replacement bottle, depending on the model. Next up is the E-Mishan Sauté Pans. That's E space M-I-S-H-A-N Sauté Pans. The E-Mishan is recalling about 740,000 Granite Stone Diamond Pro Blue Stainless Steel Sauté Pans because a metal cap can detach from the pan, causing potential injury and burns. The sauté pans were sewed in a two-piece set with one pan measuring 10 inches and the other 11 and a half inches. The UPC number is 0-80313-08131-6. The pans were sold at Costco and online at Amazon, Costco.com, and Walmart.com. From August of 2021 through February of 2026, for about $40. What you should do is stop using the pans and contact E. Michon at 888-230-6698 or go online to granitestone.com/recalls for information on how to receive a full refund. This next article is on how to clean practically anything. See our stain removal guide, summer edition. So we'll go through all these different processes for cleaning different stains. Don't let a ketchup spill or a grass stain ruin your day or your clothing. Our pro tips can solve even the toughest seasonal problems. Always start in an inconspicuous spot and use a blotting motion. Scrubbing it can damage the fabrics. Don't put the item in the dryer until the stain is gone. Heat can set a stain. So for deodorant, you might be tempted to use chlorine bleach on the yellow underarms of a white shirt, but that can make deodorant and antiperspirant stains look worse. Instead, apply an enzymatic laundry pretreatment like OxyClean onto the spot and wait 5 minutes. Wash on a warm or steam cycle, which improves cleaning power by boosting the drum temperature. Try drying the shirt in direct sunlight. That would help to bleach it out also. Sunscreen. Oily or rusty yellow stains are often a result of sunscreen ingredient, avobenzone. Remove any excess and sprinkle on cornstarch. Once the powder is damp, brush it off. Rinse under cold, high-pressure running water, then apply detergent. There are lots of good ones. Kirkland is mentioned here. Signature Ultra Clean. And gently rub the fabric together and wait 5 minutes. Wash it in warm water. Grass stains. The stain is a tough one. We've tested over 90 laundry detergents, and not one gets a 5 out of 5 score for removing grass stains. The best we've tested is Tide Plus Ultra Stain Release, which gets a 4 out of 5. Start by brushing off any dry dirt or mud, then apply detergent directly onto the stain and gently rub it in. Wait 5 minutes before washing it in the warmest water that is indicated as safe for the fabric. Butter. Blot the stain with a dry cloth or paper towel. If it's a cotton fabric, apply laundry detergent directly onto the stain using your fingers. Then wash it on the warmest cycle allowed on the care label. For delicate materials like wool or silk, sprinkle baking soda or talcum powder on the stain and let it absorb overnight, then wash the item on a cold delicates cycle. Ketchup. Act quickly by scraping off any excess ketchup with a blunt knife. For fabrics, saturate the stain with an enzymatic laundry pretreatment like OxyClean Max Force Spray and wait a few minutes. Then launder in cold water. And if the ketchup is on upholstery, dry blot the stain first, then wet the fabric with a small amount of water and wait 1 minute before blotting again with a paper towel. Now the spot remover or stain remover that's advertised here at the base of the article is the OxyClean Max Force Spray for $4.50. And this was the best performing enzymatic spray in the lab tests. The latest ratings from our labs features a product update on how to fight sun damage. Prevention is powerful, and here's what works to help lower skin cancer risk, reduce the signs of aging, and more. Take a look at the skin on your forearms. Now consider areas that rarely see the light of day, like your lower back or butt. You can probably picture the difference. Skin that's typically covered by clothing looks smoother, more even-toned, and less blemished. About 80% of skin aging is caused by the sun's ultraviolet rays, not the passage of time. Changes tend to occur earlier in people with light skin, though darker complexions are also susceptible. UV rays can make you look older than you are and cause or worsen skin conditions that are more common with age, including cancer. But there's a bright side. It's never too late to slow further damage, improve your quality of skin, and reduce your cancer risk. Everything that you do now matters a lot. That includes simple, do-it-yourself treatments and taking measures to stay safe in the sun, such as using a sunscreen that offers stellar protection. See how these steps can add up to healthier, more resilient skin. The risks of UV rays. While they may feel good on your skin, the sun's UV rays wreak havoc beneath the surface. UVA rays penetrate the skin's deeper layers, weakening elastin, which keeps skin firm, and collagen, which maintains plumpness. Visible results may include fine lines, wrinkles, brown spots, and sagging. UVB rays primarily affect the top layer of skin and are the main cause of sunburn. Both UVA and UVB rays harm skin at the cellular level. UV light can cause mutations in skin cells' DNA that could lead to skin cancer. Your immune system can do a lot of repairs, but with age it becomes less effective. Skin cancer. Now, skin cancer is the most concerning risk of repeated sun exposure. More than 80% of cases are linked to UV radiation. Basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma are the most common types of skin cancer and appear to be increasing in older adults. Rates rose by more than 60% in people 60 and older between 1990 and 2021. And both of these cancers are usually curable when caught early. Melanoma is more aggressive and can be fatal if not treated. What to do? Check your skin from head to toe every month, looking for new spots or changes in a spot's size, shape, and color. In addition, seek a dermatologist for skin checks on a schedule you determine together. Be gentle with dry skin. Limit long, hot showers. They can be drying. If you feel you need to exfoliate, avoid harsh loofahs and grab a washcloth. Brown spots, also called liver spots, these patches of discoloration appear where chronic exposure to sun rays stimulates excess melanin production, the natural pigment that gives the skin its color. They're most likely to crop up on the face, chest, and hands. What to do? Retinoids speed up cell turnover, helping to shed pigmented cells. Other ingredients and over-the-counter products can block pigment production to help prevent existing spots from getting darker and new ones from forming. Particularly helpful are products that contain vitamin C. Look for one with a 10 to 20% concentration of L-ascorbic acid or niacinamide. Look for a 2 to 5% concentration. Hydroquinone, available in the U.S. only by prescription, can effectively lighten spots, but should be used only for short periods. Well, we're a little over halfway through our program today, and I'd like to just take this short break to remind you that you are listening to Consumer Reports on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight Into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, Channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. And now let's talk about the protection plan. The strongest defense against all these skin changes and to keep them from worsening is a good offense, sun protection. That starts with staying out of direct sunlight when you can. Try walking on the shady side of the street or sitting under a sun umbrella, and wearing clothing, including a hat, that covers your skin when you're in the sun. For skin that can't be covered up, it's important to wear a high-performing, broad-spectrum sunscreen, one that guards against both UVA and UVB rays. So we're going to look at the CR's Consumer Reports ratings. A sunscreen labeled SPF 50 that averaged an SPF in the high 20s to mid 30s, and our test offers good protection. Now, we suggest using one of our recommended sunscreens, but any product with an overall score of 61 or higher would be a good choice. The majority of those that scored 50 to 60 averaged at least an SPF 15, which blocks 93% of the UVB rays in our test. However, even the worst performing sunscreens in our ratings are better than using no sunscreen at all. Opt for a chemical sunscreen. All of CR's top-rated sunscreens contain chemical active ingredients like avobenzone or homosalate. Mineral sunscreens, those with titanium dioxide or zinc oxide, have consistently underperformed in our tests over the years. Some research has raised questions about health risks of chemical sunscreen ingredients, but there is no credible evidence that they cause harm. Still, if you prefer to use a mineral, choose one that averaged at least an SPF 15. Use it daily. People may be diligent about sunscreen at the beach or pool, but they might not be in the habit of using it when doing other outdoor activities. And don't be shy about it. Reapply it every 2 hours or immediately after swimming or sweating. Now, good choices for your face are, the first one is Crystal. It is fragrance-free. Vacation Crystal SPF 50 Invisible Face Gel is the official name, with an overall score of 75. It contains no scented ingredients. The gel absorbs easily and leaves skin feeling soft and silky. Next in the article is the CeraVe, C-E-R-A-V-E, Hydrating Mineral Sunscreen, SPF 30, Medium Sheer Tint. It's $14 for 1.7 ounces, and it says you have to work a bit to rub this in, but it was among the top mineral products in our test. Others with similar scores left more residue. Now, with the Crystal, the price of that is $26 for the same size, the 1.7 ounce. That was the one that received a 75 score. A third up actually received a 78 overall score, and it's Viore UV Aqua Rich SPF 50 Daily Moisturizer. And it's $18 for 1.7 ounces. In a CR consumer evaluation involving women with darker skin tones, many said this rubbed in clear and left skin moisturized and dewy. It has a citrus lemongrass scent. Again, that's Biore, B-I-O-R-E, UV, Aqua Rich. Now over to the list of the brands, and this is under the Take Cover. These are the best and worst performing lotions, sprays, and facial lotions in our test. I'm going to start with the best sunscreen lotions, and that's the way it's categorized. The number one is the Copper Tone Water Babies Lotion SPF 50 with a 100 score. The second one is a 90 scoring product, La Roche-Posay Athaleos Kids Lotion SPF 50 with a 90 score. The next is an 80 score. It's Supergoop Play Everyday Lotion SPF 50. The fourth one is Eucerin Advanced Hydration Lotion SPF 30. And with a 75 score, and the next 75 score is the Copper Tone Every Tone Sunscreen Lotion SPF 50. Now, the worst five on this list are the following. Aveeno Protect and Hydrate Lotion. SPF 60 received a 50 score. Bondi Sands received a 50. Aveeno Baby Continuous Protection received a 52. Neutrogena Invisible Daily Defense Lotion, 55, and another 55 is the Badger Active Mineral Sunscreen Cream. And now the best sunscreen sprays. The first with an 88 score is Eucerin Advanced Hydration Spray SPF 50. The next one, 77, Black Girl Sunscreen SPF 50. The third with a 74 is Trader Joe's Spray SPF 50+. Number four is Neutrogena Beach Defense Water Plus Sun Protection SPF 50, 71. And the fifth one is Black Girl Sunscreen Make It Glow Spray SPF 30 with a 68. The worst sunscreen sprays are Kula Mineral Spray SPF 30 received a 31. The Super Goop Play Antioxidant Mix Mist a 30. And Soleil Toujours Clean Conscious Antioxidant Mist, a 16. Now the next category is Best Facial. These are just for the face, and Biore is the one that I listed before. It received a 78. Then came Vacation Crystal SPF 50, a 75. Black Girl Sunscreen Make It Matte Gel, 67. La Roche-Posay Tolerion Double Repair Face Moisturizer SPF 30, 67, and Garnier Skin Active Clearly Brighter SPF 30 Face Moisturizer. The worst facial sunscreens are Cetaphil Sheer Mineral Face Lotion with a 26, Cetaphil Sun 50 Sheer Mineral, and JLo Beauty, that big screen, SPF 30, got a 16 score. Now, next up is under CR Insights, Product Spotlight, and these products are all dehumidifiers. Improve your indoor air quality fast. The drying power of a dehumidifier can help keep allergies at bay, deter dust mites, and prevent mold. And in the event of a flooded basement or a leak, it can be downright indispensable. When shopping for a new model, always match the unit's capacity measured in pints of moisture removed per day to your room's square footage and dampness level. It also pays to think about drainage. Basic models require frequent emptying of a heavy reservoir bucket or access to a floor drain, but a unit with a built-in pump allows for a continuous drainage into a sink or elevated drain. Then consider washable filters, auto defrost sensors, and sturdy caster wheels. We're going through these by size, and we're starting with the small, up to 600 square foot room or area would be the size appropriate for this size dehumidifier. And it's a Madea MAD20S1QWT. $204. It received an overall score of 90. The next one is a TCL TDW20E20, $160, and it received an 85 overall score. And the third one for that size to serve a 600 square feet is the Honeywell TP30WKN for 250 and a 78 score. The next of three would serve 800 square feet of space. And the number one receiving a 90 overall score is another Midea, M-I-D-E-A, and it is MAD35S1QWT for $245. It received a 90 score. The second one on here is another Midea, and it ends in AWS, as far as the serial number, or the model number, rather. It's 195, and it received a 78 overall score. The third one is a Honeywell, and it is a one that starts with a model number, a model TP50, $260, and it received a score of 74. Now, the next category is up to 1,200 square feet. So the first one is a Honeywell, and it's $300 and received an 88 score. The second one is Honeywell. It's $330, and it will receive an overall score of 85. And the third one in here is the Medea for 244 and a 72 score. That concludes our program for today. I've been reading from the Consumer Reports for July and August. I'm Beverly Hicks, and this has been a production of Sight Into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.
You are listening to Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.
This is Bird Note. Sometimes birds have common names that aren't very descriptive. Not so for the black and white warbler. Smaller than a sparrow, these stripy black and white songbirds are always on the move. They feast on insects gleaned from leaves or plucked from cracks in tree bark. You'll often find them clinging to tree trunks or the undersides of thick branches, acting more like a nuthatch than a warbler. In the winter months, black and white warblers thrive in a wide variety of habitats, from the southern U.S. to Colombia. But they breed in North America's deciduous forests, where males sing a repetitive, high-pitched, wheezy, wheezy, wheezy song, a little bit like a squeaky shopping cart. Like many songbirds, black and white warblers migrate at night, using the stars to navigate. Unfortunately, nocturnal light pollution can disrupt their sense of direction or cause them to collide with buildings. You can help black and white warblers by turning off outdoor lights and shading your windows at night, especially during migration season. Learn more about Lights Out initiatives for birds when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel. Bird Note is supported by Chris Kluett of Seattle and by generous listeners around the world.
Are you elderly or disabled? Did you know each WRTA fixed route bus has a number of accessibility features such as a ramp to enter, a kneeler which can lower the bus, a securement area for wheelchairs and other mobility devices, priority seating for people with disabilities, electronic signage on the front, side, and rear exterior, a bicycle rack on the front exterior, an interior stop request sign, automated audio and visual stop announcements. Let us make your transportation needs easier and ride the bus with us. Call us with questions at 508-791-9782 or visit our website at www.therta.com.
Welcome to Everyday Poems for Every Day, sponsored by Audio Journal. Our poem today is called Take a Poem, and it's by James Carter. Why not take a poem wherever you go? Pop it in your pocket, nobody will know. Take it to your classroom, stick it on the wall. Tell them all about it, read it in the hall. Take it to the bathroom, tuck it up in bed. Take the time to learn it, keep it in your head. Take it for a day trip, take it on a train. Fold it as a hat when it starts to rain. Take it to a river, fold it as a boat. Pop it in the water, hope that it will float. Take it to a hilltop, fold it as a plane. Throw it up skywards, time and time again. Take it to a postbox, send it anywhere. Out into the world with tender, loving care. You've been listening to Everyday Poems for Every Day, sponsored by Audio Journal and read by me, Nikki Whichelow. Thanks for listening, and may your world be filled with poetic wonder.
Hello, listeners. Would you like to hear news from Holden, Paxton, Princeton, Rutland, and Sterling that you're not likely to hear on commercial television and radio? Tune in to Audio Journal every Friday at 7 a.m. and again at 9 a.m. Thank you for listening to Audio Journal.